DufferBet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to DufferBet, WPL Radio.
It's the DufferBet Welsh Premier League podcast, where TNS are one game away from taking the title. For the second week in a row, it's banger in their way. We'll preview that game and we'll hear from others. But first, Jonah, what do you think? Is this the week that TNS lift the title?
Well, there's every chance they could lift the title, Mark. You know, if Gapconers Key get a result that might take it, and they obviously beat Bangor, they'll win the title. Everybody knows they deserve the title. You know, to put it bluntly, they've smashed everybody all season. And, you know, they're well worthy winners of the title once more. Whether it's this weekend or next weekend, there's only one place the title's going. Back to Park Hall. They keep improving every season. And apart from what we call it, a slight blip the last couple of weeks, they've been outstanding.
Well, slight blip. Three games lost before that, and that was a heck of a game in the Welsh Cup between these two sides, wasn't it? Obviously went to extra time. What do we read into all of this at the moment with TNS, you know, not winning games comprehensively all the time and Bangor holding them in the Welsh Cup for as long as they did?
Look, I just think it could be two things. It's they played a couple of very good teams. They played St Mirren last week, which people, I think, down here, myself included, we might have underrated. They also played a very, very fast improving Bangor City last weekend in the Welsh Cup. So, and there's times in a season when you just have, you know, you have your peaks and troughs. You know, theirs have been peak all the time. But there are times when great teams even have a couple of off weeks, and it may just be that. Smart Money says they're still on for the treble. You know, the League Cup, the Welsh FA Cup and the League. And is there any team in the world wouldn't have settled for a treble at the start of the season, whatever league they're in? So, you know, let's don't get carried away. They still are, you know, they're not Real Madrid, they're TNS. They're the Real Madrid of the Welsh Premier. But it's still hard to win a treble. And if they win that treble, they've done fantastic. I know people, you know, get a little bit cheesed off. It's the same as anything else. There's a bad habit sometimes of people getting bored of winners. But if you are one of them winners and you work as hard as they do, you're due every credit. So if they win the treble and the league, you know, the league is included in the treble, which could be won over the next 2 weeks, they fully deserved it.
Well, let's take a look ahead to that game. Let's hear from the managers, shall we? Craig Harrison and Ian Dawes.
To be honest, both teams play one way, a style of football. You know, that has brought great success over the long past with us and in the short history of Bangor over the last 6-7 months. You know, they've been attacking football. So now I think I can imagine it being another entertaining game.
Rodrigo's not looking good at the moment. He looks like he has a serious injury to his knee. Gary Taylor-Fletcher's carrying a knock, so it's going to be a patch-up job for the next 3 days, but we've got the squad that we've got, and we'll put a team out there that can more than match them.
And a reminder that it's the Scorio game at 5:15. The latest odds from DufferBet on this one. We were talking about this, weren't we, Jonah? Bangor City, again, 10-1 for this game. Now, bearing in mind what happened last week with it going to extra time, the fact that DufferBet have still put 10-1 there, they fancy a few more Bangor fans will put some money their way this weekend.
Well, 10-1, Mac, and if you did see, I wasn't at the game because I was doing the Gapconers Key and Press that in game, but if you see the highlights on Scorio, Harrison's made a couple of excellent saves, has been the woodwork hit. They had every chance of winning that game, Bangor, so to dangle that carrot this week at 10-1, will we have another Carmarthen Town at 12-1? This at 10-1. But like I say, he's game whoever this bookmaker is, because he's shown them odds out 4-1 for the draw, 1-4 for the home win. This is not a mean bookmaker, by the way. We're not enticing betting, because we're not allowed to bet, you know. But 10-1 for anybody who can bet, I think is a sound bet.
Yeah, it is. Now, it's also the 5:15 Scorio game, isn't it? But there's another crucial tie on before that on Saturday afternoon, this time at the bottom of the table. Airbus trying to avoid snookers to keep them safe. They play Newtown, who have zoomed up the table of the late. Let's hear from Andy Thomas of Airbus.
Last week's game, our team watched it back and we dominated, really, till we made the mistake in the goal, and then just need to get the players a bit of confidence. To get the first goal, really.
So many times we've heard interviews with you on the podcast where you've said you're the better side, you're the dominant side, and there's little edges that just need to be changing. It must be frustrating for you when that happens.
We lacked just a bit of cutting edge, really, and then just silly mistakes, really. Last week, the first goal was very sloppy, really, and especially when we dominated the game. The longer we stay in games, as I said, the players got a chance of winning, but when we give soft goals away, it doesn't help matters.
Was it about the changes at the start? Because obviously Andy Priest went and, you obviously won the opening game at Cardiff Met, but it wasn't so great after that. Have you suffered from a sort of slow start, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. The team didn't really have a pre-season. Obviously, if you look back, we had loads of trialists and we lost most of our squad from last year. So it's been difficult, to be fair.
You don't really have to motivate these guys, do they? They're quite aware of the scenario you're in and that every moment counts.
Yeah, we watched back the, obviously from last week. We were disappointed last week because the way the game went, but we give them a weekend off to refresh themselves, and we'll be in training Tuesday, Thursday, and going to Newtown be a tough game again, but we're very confident.
Now, Jonah, to say Airbus need a win here is an understatement. What have they got in their locker to make that happen?
Well, you know, they got pride, first of all. They got pride of... they know they're in a bad situation now. And there's two ways of looking at it. You can go down without putting up a fantastic fight. And, you go down as... with a season while we're sort of, you know, it's been disastrous. Or they can go down with a valiant finish to their season and gain themselves a bit of credit. It would be almost impossible for them to stay up now, Mac. I think we all know that. But listen, Andy Thomas just has to say to the lads, let's keep going. If they were to rattle three wins in a row together, hey, I'm sure it would shake the tree a bit with the other people around them. But biggest surprise for me this Saturday, Mark, is the form of Newtown has been excellent. Airbus's form hasn't been great. You know, that's why they're down the bottom, even though they've improved a little bit the last couple of weeks. But they start as joint 6-4 for the game.
You're right.
It's at Newtown. They've been excellent, Newtown. They're pushing for seventh place. They've transformed their season. So, once again, wow, 6-4 at home, Newtown. Has to be the banker of the day.
Yeah, I agree with you. They are 6-4 at home for a Newtown win, and 6-4 for Airbus to win away at Newtown with 12-5 for the draw. Unbelievable odds. Now, Jonah, obviously you were one of the greatest managers the Welsh Premier League ever saw, and you've never been in an Airbus position like this where they've looked like they're going to go down, so you won't know how to handle a situation like this, but what a bit of advice would you give, Andy?
Believe me, mate, we've all had bad runs in this game. When you get into that scenario where things go wrong for you and things go right for you, and he's had one of them seasons where he's had a difficult, you know, it was difficult replacing Andy Priest and Andy Morrison. Hey, two men with vast Football League experience, great experience of the Welsh Premier League. He was a young coach and he's been put into the top job. And, you know, he may have found it a bit difficult. But Tomo, hey, he's a football man. He'll bounce back from this. I hope he bounces back with Airbus. I hope they finish the season with a bit of style. But if the worst were to happen and they were to go down to the huge great league, I hope they keep him on board and, he bounces back up. Gibson's done it. Gibson's the one to show that at the moment. Gibbo, you know, he had a great time. That could be exactly the same scenario. Prestatyn won the Welsh Cup. They were doing everything right. All of a sudden, he's had a bad season. They've gone down. They took stock last season and came eighth. And now they're flying back in up to our league by the look of it. So same thing could happen to Andy Thomas. Mate, football managing's not all a bed of roses. Marino's at the sack. And look at him now. Every manager, it's very, very rare, right, that everything runs smooth for a football manager. And Andy Thomas has to remember that.
Is there one part of what Andy's thinking at the moment about next season? Is he thinking, let's see who's got the stamina and the guts in my team now, because I'm going to need that down at the Hughes Grey, because that's no cakewalk, that league.
Absolutely, Mag. I think you're spot on. Every manager, that is the TNS manager now, the Bala manager, whoever's bottom, and every league in the world, right? Come this time now, it's March, there's, I'd say, 10% or maybe even 15 to 20% of their football in mind is starting to look forward to next season already. Now, I know some people might disagree with that, but you watch games now when you play against teams and you think to yourself, would mind him for next season. He can improve us for next season. I know there's not a lot of long-term appointments now with football managers, but you really do. You just have one eye halfway looking forward towards, can anybody improve my squad for next season and what situation I'll be in. Yeah, so he will have one eye on trying to finish the season in style, and I'm sure he might have an eye on how to improve for next season.
And another interesting 2:30 kickoff is Cardiff Met against Carmarthen. The odds from Davabet: Cardiff Met are 11-8 for the home win, Carmarthen Town 17-10 for the away win. It's 12-5 for the draw. How do you think this one's going to go, Jonah?
Well, it was a great game the last time. They strode into the lead, Cardiff Met, in the first half, and Carmarthen come back and smashed three goals in the second period. And I know it dented the lads at Cardiff Met, I think, that on the day, because Carmarthen just looked a bit too strong in all departments for them. But I see this as a chance for the Met again to have another pop at Carmarthen and try and raise their game. It was a real entertaining game. If I wasn't doing TNS Saturday, that'd be the only place I'd be going, Cardiff Met and Carmarthen. It was a great game of football last time. Is the race over for the home tie in the Europa League playoffs? Have Carmarthen settled that already? I'm sure Christian Edwards and his Cardiff Met team will not give up on, fifth spot. Yeah, so they'll still be challenging. And I think that it could be game of the day, this one.
Well, we talk about Christian Edwards. Actually, the one thing we haven't spoken about of late is actually the personnel change at the Met, because Wayne's in charge now, isn't he?
Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of publicity about him, Mark. I know, I didn't realise, to be honest, Wayne's in total control, because I haven't spoken to Christian. But, hey, Wayne, obviously professional footballer for years and years, has loads of experience in coaching. Christian Edwards is, he's been done a brilliant job at Cardiff Met. He's brought them up from the Welsh League Division 3 to the Welsh Premier League, don't forget, in 5 years. So maybe he fancies a couple of months off, but I'm sure he's there keeping an overview on things and just, and he can trust Wayne, so it should only make him stronger, really.
Well, still more previews to come on the Welsh Premier League podcast, but first let's talk up an exciting Welsh Cup weekend last weekend. Jonah, you were right to sit on the fence about the Prestatyn Gap Connors Quay game, weren't you? Yet another great advert for Welsh club football, that one.
A great advert, and by the way, when you did press me on the fence last week, I went for Gap. I had 4 out of 4, you can't hide it. You had a miserly 2 again. I think you might have had 1 out of 4, right? But I bombed him with 4 out of 4, so happy days. It's a great job, this. No, I think it was a brilliant game. Prestatyn and Gap Connors Quay was a great game. He's really built a good team there, Gibbs. And the conditions, listen, people don't like them sort of conditions, but they just added to a wonderful cup tie. They came out of the blocks, Prestatyn. They pressed Connors Quay for the first 45 minutes. Unfortunately, for them, it was the same scenario in the second half. But brilliant cup tie, the penalty shootout. You just, when you're at the penalty shootout, you can watch a penalty shootout on the television, but when you're at the game when there's a penalty shootout, you're almost feeling the fear yourself as they're walking up to take the kicks, and you just feel for the people who missed the penalties. Luckily enough, two of the players who missed them, I think it was Noah Edwards and Ben Maher and Jack Lewis, they'll all go on to play, especially the two youngsters. I think they'll go on to play football at the higher level. It's not a great memory to have, but it was a great game for them to remember. But they'll only learn from that experience.
And Carnarvon showed some muscle against Llanfair, didn't they? A comprehensive win for Carnarvon. And, will Carnarvon be looking at that and thinking, would they swap Prestatyn's ability any day now for progressing in the Cup?
Listen, it's a brilliant performance from Carnarvon. They love this Cup, don't they? Game last time when they knocked out Real, they were nearly dead and buried at 2-2 when they went down to 10 men. They got through that. It was funny really when they're watching the game can have an Alain Veyron score. It reminds me of the Welsh Premier about 20 years ago when the pitches, you know, Alain Veyron did magnificent, by the way, to get the game on. But boy, it was a bit of a slog, wasn't it? And to score seven on the day, Carnarvon, you know, they look like they mean business in this Welsh Cup. And that'll be a brilliant game in a semi-final, Carnarvon and Bala.
Well, I suppose that's what they've all got now, isn't it? Because obviously the it looks like the Hughes Gray title's going to Prestatyn's way, doesn't it?
I think that's over and done with. I think the Hughes Gray title is Prestatyn. They can win it. I think they want 6 points, I think. They could win it this weekend, but 6 points outright. I hear their supporters at the end last Saturday saying, we can win the league next week. That's what we wanted. We've had a great cup run. They've had a great season, and you have to congratulate them.
Now, Bala avoiding the banana skin at Gillsfield. So, is it Bala's year for the cup?
Well, I said it a couple of times. They've been magnificent in the last 3 or 4 years, Bala. Their progress, don't forget, is over the last 11 years or 12 years since Caton's been there, has been miraculous. You know, him and the chairman, Nigel Ackroyd, they've done brilliant. But this now, they love a trophy. The Bala fan, they love a trophy. They love a Welsh Cup final, first of all. They haven't been to a Welsh Cup final, have they? And that's a big, real big occasion. So they're the club who are on the up. A Welsh Cup final beckons if they can beat Carnarvon. But I know, well, Caton will know especially, right? Carnarvon Town are going to be right up for it. And that's going to be one hell of a semi-final. There'll be a massive crowd there. You know, I think you're talking Carnarvon could bring 2,000 to a neutral semi-final. And that's not getting, you know, going above the station about the crowd. They really can't. They're the type of club who could turn out that type of crowd. So that'll be a brilliant semi-final.
And while we're on the subject of Bala, congratulations to Anthony Stevens for being Player of the Month. And of course, Chris Hughes rocketing up the league as Manager of the Month for Newtown. What do you think of both of those awards, Jonah?
Yeah, good awards. Stevens, you know, sometimes defenders go under the radar, but I was at the game when he didn't get Man of the Match a couple of weeks ago when they beat Bangor 3-2, but he set the two goals up and scored one himself, I think. But they really are, you know, he really has been a great team player. Team players sometimes don't get the plaudits, you know. It's not all about the people who stick the ball in the back of the net every week. And sometimes football people, after a few months, realise that a good team player is worth an award, and that's what Stevens' award is all about. And Hughes' award is just a testament to somebody holding their bottle when they needed to be perfectly honest, to be blunt. He was right up against it a couple of weeks ago, you know. Our new town going to be in a Hughes grade next season? Is Chris Hughes going to be there? Hey, bounce back to push for Europe and get the Manager of the Month award. Well, he definitely deserves that.
So it's Carnarvon Bala in one Welsh Cup semi-final, and it's TNS Gap Connors Quay in the other. Now, judging on the luck that Gap Connors Quay have had in two Welsh Cup games so far this season, you wonder if there's been a stash of lucky heather put in Andy Morrison's office, and maybe you should put your money on Gap.
Well, somebody's got to do it sometimes, Mark, definitely. You know, then, you know, is it luck by getting through, you know, these 1-2-1 against Goodry, 3-2 against Goodry United with two, a 92nd and a 94th minute goal by Les Davis? But is it luck when you've got to hold your bottle in a penalty shootout? They held their bottle in a penalty shootout. I know they had the other team had a mystery, but they won the penalty shootout there in the semi-final. On paper, it says to you, the semi-final is between Gap Connors Quay and TNS, so it's all down to 90 minutes between them again. They've had the unlucky draw again. Nobody, let's cut no cloth about it, nobody wants to get in a semi-final against TNS. But once you're there, you've got to give it a go, mate.
Absolutely, I'm sure all four sides will definitely give it a go and fancy their chances this season. A quick update on how things are looking in the Welsh League in the South. Now, I was going to say, Barry have found a fifth gear now, top of the table and 3 points clear with the game in hand. But then this weekend, they lost to Goitre and Haverford West won. So it's very, very tight between those two sides now, isn't it, Jonah?
Well, I think, Mac, Penabont are only 5 points behind as well now, same games. Kyrareely are only 3 points behind, same games. It's all of a sudden, it's gone really, really tight again. I think there's 6 points covering the top eight clubs, I think. So nothing is going to be taken for granted in that league. I think everybody would like to see somebody from the Nathaniel Carr's Welsh League come in to the league, because that is proved over the last couple of seasons. Cardiff Met coming in, you know, that was magnificent. Llandudno coming in, again, that was a breath of fresh air. So we need two up, two down. So, you know, Welsh football followers will hope that Barry Town keep their nerve and get up, because I think they're basically the only one who've applied down here and the only team who could pass the test of the UEFA test of the licences. So I really hope Gav Chesterfield and his team go on another fine run, and, you know, the Welsh Premier League would welcome back Barry Town.
What about Haverford West?
Yeah, also, I don't know what their circumstances, Mac, that's what I'm saying. I don't know whether their chairman's made a statement to say they will come up or they won't. So we'll have to maybe get their chairman on next week to put that right. But they're making a great run. They signed a couple of good players back from Aberystwyth, didn't they? They signed Ricky Watts and a couple more, you know. So they got a team there now with Welsh Premier League experience, and they're going on a run at the right time. It really is in a melting pot, don't you know, mate? Anybody could win a Nathaniel Carr's Welsh League First Division, and you know, great contest.
Yeah, exciting football, and well worth going to see if you're around that area. Also going to do a quick mention to STM Sports from St Mellons. Only joined the Welsh League 3 this season, storming the top of that league. Only Llantwit Major could catch them, really. 5 games in hand, 12 points behind at the last look. Are you impressed with STM Sports this year?
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. One lad played for Port Talbot, Giza Hajidito. He's just taken over as chairman. He's a young lad, a businessman, only 34 years old. His business has gone well, and insurance brokers, and he's putting money back into his own club, which is tremendous for SDM, which will only make them stronger. They got a couple of decent players playing, from David Brooks, who was Port Talbot's player of the season only 3 seasons ago. He's playing, you know, up front for them. They're scoring goals for fun. They're having a brilliant season, and they're being closely tagged by Llantwit Major. The games might cost Llantwit Major. They've played the least games more than anybody at all in Welsh football, I think, because they've had great cup runs. They're having a brilliant season, but STM and Llantwit Major, that I think, as we said earlier on, the smart money is on them to get promotion. And they're two clubs going in the right direction.
So let's go and preview the rest of the Welsh Premier League games this weekend. As per usual, you can have a bet with davabet.com. Please gamble responsibly. So Bala, they do need a win, really, to keep up with TNS if the impossible dream of the title can be achieved. But similarly, the Nomads will be equally wanting to get the points to catch Bala. Now, I read an article on the Welsh Premier League website this week, Jonah, where Andy Morrison says that his standards are not being met. That, you know, okay, they're winning games, they're getting through to cup semi-finals, but he sets high standards and they're not being met. Will those standards be met this weekend?
I'm sure they will. He's got a strong squad there, and they will have the luxury of being in the Welsh Cup semi-final, which is great for the changing room. They would have really realised they were in a hell of a battle last week, and they got through it, so they'll look forward to this game. This is a game, I think, where Colin Caton's Ballard, even though they're at home, a point would be a great result for Ballard, even though they're on the brilliant form. They're beating everybody, and but I still think, with my manager's head on, Gap have to go to Ballard and get an away win if they're going to, you know, nick second spot off of Ballard. A point will be a good point away from home, don't get me wrong, but I'm sure Morrison will want his team to go and get the 3. And I think Caton at home, he's cagey, Caton. 1 will be, you know, it'll be a good reward. 3 would almost, you know, it could be the end of Gap's challenge for second place. But I think Ballard would settle for 1. Andy Morrison and Gap Connors Key will have to go all guns blazing and try and get 3.
Well, there's no 10-1 odds here. It's Ballartown at evens for the home win. Gap Connors Key 12-5 for the away win, and 12-5 for the draw. That's one of 3 Friday night kickoffs. The other 2 being the bottom 6. Llandudno playing Druids at 7:45. Who's going to win that one, Jonah?
Llandudno and the Druids. Again, you know, they're both end of the in the bottom end of the table. We've said this over the past few weeks. All these games are definitely involved in 7th place, and they don't want to come in 11th place. That's why it's such a tight game. Llandudno 4-5. Kevin Druids 3-1, the draw's 13-5. It's just so tough to pick, mate. You've got these three Friday night games. You've got Bala, Llandudno, and the game we'll talk about next, which I think is the biggest game of the weekend, Rhyl against Aberystwyth. The three home clubs, you could get even money on almost on the three games. Now, that racks up as a great bet. You would never get that in any other league because it's so tight down the bottom and then bottom six. That's why these odds are just saying to you, if you fancy the three home teams, and you've got the three of them at even money, which adds up really well. So that's how tight these games are, Mark.
Yeah, indeed they are. And you have previewed what is a crucial match, another one at the bottom, Rhyl against Aberystwyth. And even for Rhyl, 12-5 for the Aber win or the draw. And we've spoken about how close these two are, dabbling with the bottom of that table, that spare space that might be left for relegation. And we've got to see 3 points, I think, from either one of them to make sure that doesn't happen, haven't we?
I think this is the biggest game of the bottom six so far. I think everybody's talking about it. We were talking about it on Scorio last week, and everybody was saying, what a game next Friday night, Rhyl versus Aber. There's so much at stake. If Niall McGuinness can get the win, they could edge. I think they could edge ahead of Aber. Aber get the win, they could edge away from Rhyl and breathe a sigh of relief and be looking upwards again. But this is the biggest game that these two clubs have had this season. We talk about mini cup finals all the time. This is not a mini cup final, it's a massive cup final. Rhyl against Aber, there's plenty at stake. The players know it, discipline's vital. Discipline is absolutely vital in these games now. You talk about big players scoring goals or goalkeepers keeping clean sheets. Don't underrate discipline in these massive games. You know, people get built up so much for them that they do rash things and they make rash statements and they'll shout things at referees and they'll dive in and they do things what cost their teams in these sort of games. You've got to hold your nerve in these sort of games. You've got to be disciplined and you've got to make your football do the talking. But this is the biggest game on Friday night. Even though Bala and Gap Connors Key is second and third, Llandudno and Kevin Druids are in a massive scrap. This is the game of the Friday night, Rhyl versus Aber.
You talk about keeping your nerve there, but let's face it, we're dealing with two teams here who are as inconsistent as anything this season, aren't they?
Well, that's why it's such a big game. Which manager is going to, give the best team talk? Which goalie's going to have the best game? Which number nine's going to score the goals? This game has everything about it. And I think Rhyl, home advantage, I think Niall McGuinness would love to see 400 or 500 there on Friday night to get behind his team because, the Lily Whites, they can do that. They can produce 500. But if they ever needed 500 fans behind them, it's Friday night. And, they know that, Aber will know that. They don't want to go up there with 500 Lily Whites backing at them right from the first minute and, put the tension on them. But that's what's needed for the home team. And then whether Aber can deal with it is up to them. But, yeah, brilliant game. I wish I was there this Friday night. Brilliant game to be at.
I was going to say, if half of Rhyl turn up like they normally do, then that is the 12th man right there. Jonah, it's been a pleasure as ever. I know you're going to the Scorio game. You've already highlighted some great games that are on this week, and me and you will be talking about them in 7 days.
Yeah, all the best, Mark.
Sign up for your Dufferbet account and support the WPL.